Yo, what is good, dude?
What's up with the theme song? I thought I would hear it.
Oh, well, no, I can play it whenever I want. So I was thinking we'd do some initial chit-chat.
Cool.
A bit of a different thing going here.
We're using a new hosting platform that I think is going to up the Talk Sauce game.
It's possible.
Before we really get into the podcast, I think we need to shout out Trey Easy, a.k.a. Lowen Lofton.
Yeah.
Known pilot and listener of Talk Sauce podcast.
Yeah, he shared the link, which was unbelievable support from the community. So we appreciate that, Trey.
Yeah, and it shows us that he's one of our few subscribers because he found out like that it was live and posted it before we did.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Okay. Let's try this theme song here. Let's see how
Let's see how this goes.
It's not playing.
Wait.
Why isn't it working? Oh, there it is. Is it really quiet for you?
It's very quiet. Maybe we're just hearing it quiet. Maybe it's like playing louder.
I think it'll fix it whenever we
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Anyway, that was weird. Hold on. Let me... Talk sauce. Now it's loud. Talk
sauce. It is louder this time.
Anyway, we're here. There's the theme song for
you guys. We have one of the best theme songs in the podcast game.
Yeah, I need to reach out to that guy and just send him a link to the podcast. Be like, we made 100 episodes with your theme song.
Well, we've made one without it.
True, maybe a couple. I was looking for the Screamo one to add, but I couldn't find it. I just need to dig through. I did it like just before, so I just need to dig through the files on my computer.
Because I think it's worth throwing that one in, especially with this new software. It's easier to kind of change it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I still need to download the full soundboard, but we're going to try and edit everything through this. So let us know what you guys think. We might have some other surprises coming your way. I don't want to spoil too much, but
I sincerely have no idea what surprises Jack is alluding to.
Dude, so we were just talking about it. I guess it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but...
Oh, yeah, sure. I want to
confirm that it's a possibility before we make any promises.
Undersell, overperform. You know?
Yeah, we've let down the community too many times.
Yeah, going 3 months somewhat regularly without recording.
But what's nice is, assuming we do two today, which I think we will...
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
4 weeks in a row.
That's huge. That's probably our best run in like a year.
Probably, yeah. I think we can keep it going too. I feel like we've had some good times. I feel reinvigorated with the sauce.
Yeah, it's like going to the gym. You know, it's easy to get into the habit of it, but you have to do it.
You have to do it. Yeah, exactly. Fall in.
Because like now that it's somewhat fresh that we recorded, it was like, oh yeah, like I have time. Let's figure out if we can record.
Also,
today.
Recording on the weekends kind of rules.
It's the best. I wish I was still drinking because then we could do beer episodes.
I was just thinking that. I was like, man, I could crack a beer right now.
That'd be sick.
I might.
I could get some non-alcoholic beers.
Some NABs.
Maybe, yeah, dude. Some nabs.
Maybe for part two. We'll see.
Some nabs. Record some sauce.
Some nabs, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Jack and I have a pretty huge personal development, too, that happened yesterday.
What was it again?
We're credit card boys now.
Oh, yeah. No, this is very important, actually.
Yeah,
so.
this is like why we pod, so Jack could refer me to his credit card.
Yeah, so for those of you interested, the Amex Gold, you get the credit card points are pretty unbelievable. You get 4% on food and groceries. You get a ton of benefits. And Bo, big man Bo over here has been just up in his credit game
lately. My credit score was shockingly high. It jumped so much out of nowhere. And it's funny because I applied for this credit card yesterday and Amex checked my credit score. My credit score went down because someone checked my credit score.
Yeah. But now it doesn't matter. But anyway, I'm getting a referral. So I looked into it. So last time I did the referral, because I think I referred to Alex previously for the credit card as well. And it gave me just like points straight up. But I'm pretty sure now what the referral is every dollar I spend on food, I get 10 points. So for 3 months. So it's like 10% cash back up to a certain point.
On a very specific type of
purchase. For food. So, yeah. Like, which, to be fair, is probably my number one expense.
Yeah,
that sure. I put on the credit card. Big food guy, you know.
Does that include grocery stores?
I don't know. I need to double check.
Yeah, because grocery stores, you get 4%. Restaurants, you get 4%. I've spent like $130 since I've had the credit card at those two places.
Yeah, you've already earned like $6.
Yeah, that's huge, dude. $6, that's a chopped cheese.
I never thought about it that way. Well, I need to calculate how many chopped cheeses I've earned in credit card points.
That's all we should use credit card points on.
What if we made a credit card where that was just your whole point system was like
every $100.
Every $100 you get a chopped cheese.
What would that credit card be called?
The chopped cheese credit card. I feel like we need to make sure people are aware of how great of a deal this is and exactly what they're getting.
And only the right kind of people would want this credit card too. It weeds out a lot of the fucking losers who don't.
Oh my god! Card. Yeah, you can't hang if you don't like chopped cheese. It's been too long since I've had a chopped cheese. You knock one of those bad boys down anytime recently?
No, it's been a while. I was actually thinking of going to get one today at some point, actually.
Dude, you should
eat one. Every time my Instagram sends me a video of a chopped cheese, I send it to Kelly and Jack. Because I've never seen anything quite like Kelly and Jack discovering a chopped cheese. it broke their brains. Like, it was like they took psychedelics and saw God.
Yeah, you should go get one and then eat it live on pod.
I'm not hungry right now, but if I was, I would. That would
just be like, oh,
it would be an unlistenable pod, not because of the eating, but because of what it does to my personality.
I probably wouldn't be able to focus either. I'd just be salivating watching it.
It was the only time, like, in recent memory that I've been on the receiving end of trolling in the friend
group. Yeah.
Usually I'm at the forefront of finding the the trollee, but not this time.
Yeah, Kelly and I talk about that often. It's so funny.
And I'll be honest, I did not handle it well.
And that just made it go more.
Oh yeah, that's the beauty of trolling, because if like someone isn't taking it well, it makes you want to do it so much more and go so much harder.
I don't even know how to describe like what was happening.
Well,
either.
They kept saying that the chopped cheese released like the dog in them, and they would like bark at me, and like they were like shut, like kind of like very like Night at the Roxbury, where they're like kind of sandwiching the person between them and like dancing. But it was Kelly and Jack just like barking in my ear. we were also very drunk, if I remember.
Yeah, well, I remember it was probably like 2 a.m. or something.
That's like optimal chopped cheese time.
Yeah, we went
to daylight savings tonight. You eat a chopped cheese at 2 a.m. It goes back to 2 a.m. You eat another chopped cheese.
What happens if you eat a chopped cheese on leap day?
Oh,
the world might end. They weren't spun for that.
It's like
one day.
The end of Oppenheimer, the formula where they thought they might end the world. It's just me standing by a pond looking solemnly, and it's you and Kelly just destroying the world with
it's a non-zero chance that the world ends. But yeah, I just remember it was like 2 a.m. We were in that bodega, and you were like walking around like getting stuff. And Kelly and I would just like go around in the opposite direction and then just like block your path and be like, so ridiculous, dude.
In hindsight, it's very funny, but in the moment, I could not have been more annoyed.
It's hilarious. I remember afterwards, Kelly and I were like, I think we broke him. Oh. That was good times, though. But yeah,
we're credit card boys, so we have a dog alliance.
Yeah, I would never do that to you. Now that we're credit card boys,
I got you extra points on food for 3 months by using your referral.
I would like to spend it on chopped cheese if possible. At least get
some points back. You should come up to New York soon.
Yeah, I would love to. Do you think our listeners know what a chopped cheese is?
I discovered a chopped cheese like a couple months after I moved to New York, I was hanging out with some friends, and one of the people I was with started talking about a chopped cheese, and I was like, what's a chopped cheese? And he said a chopped cheese is like a self-aware Philly cheesesteak, and I don't like that description of it. One, because I love Philly cheesesteaks, and wait, two...
How are Philly cheesesteaks not self-aware?
I have no idea. It didn't feel like an appropriate...
It's something you thought was profound, but it wasn't.
We were not sober as we were discussing this. So we were in the park, and I was like, oh, I got to try this chopped cheese. So basically a chopped cheese, it's like a New York bodega, which is like a deli kind of convenience store thing that is all over New York, if you didn't know. And chopped cheese is, it's basically like a cheeseburger, but they like on the griddle chop everything up. So it's like they take ground beef, cheese, whatever, and like chop it up into so it's not like a patty, but it's like all the same things as a cheeseburger.
But yeah, it's on a bun.
Yeah, so. it's on like a sandwich roll.
Yeah, it kind of does remind me of like a Philly on a bun.
It is very similar to a Philly. I will give him that. But the self-aware thing, I think he was just saying because like the Philly cheesesteak is like so hyped up like nationally that it was like the chopped cheese is like the humble cousin or something. know? That's the name of the episode.
Humble cousin. I like that. Oh man, I feel like if you opened a chopped cheese shop like in Texas, it would just take over.
Yeah, because there are probably a lot of people from New York who at least live in like Austin now who probably would like chopped cheeses.
Oh my god, dude. Maybe we should, with all of our credit points, instead of buying chopped cheeses, we
start a chopped cheese
like food truck or something.
We don't even take people's order because we only serve one thing.
Yeah, what the menu just says chopped cheese.
Yeah, chopped cheese. It's $11 too. It's an expensive chopped cheese.
And honestly, I feel like that wouldn't be that bad in Austin from a food truck. You could charge like $17 for that, probably.
Because of the mystique of a food truck. Put it right by that that Pitch and Putt downtown.
Ah, yeah, dude.
That'd be huge. Could you imagine going to a Pitch and Putt? You're working up an appetite. You leave and you get a chopped cheese.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, truly. That's a perfect
day. I couldn't
day.
Pick a better day.
it's what Lou Reed sung it about in the song Perfect Day. It's really just about golfing and eating chopped cheeses.
Yeah, that's
if you read between the lines of the lyrics.
Yeah, it's if you look it up on Rap Genius, that's what it says actually.
Yeah, it says Lou Reed loved chopped cheeses, but he was very secret. He gatekeeped those two things.
Yeah, he hid his chopped cheese addiction with heroin. He like.
Dude, so in the 2 weeks since we've recorded, Shogun and Dune have taken over the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good time.
Dude, Dune was so sick.
Dune was
awesome. I freaking loved it. It was because I think, you know, people had that complaint. Some people that the first one was like too slow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Okay. Bo was just like, can't describe it. His mouth was just moving like very irregularly.
We should make
that the clip. but yeah, people were complaining about the first one being slow or whatever, but this one was not that. There so much shit happened. It was crazy, dude.
The first one is amazing, but the first one, and I understand that some people were like, I didn't realize this was like a movie setting up the second movie. And then the second movie is like a 4-year payoff of the first movie. And boy, does it pay off.
It was awesome. And it's cool that they basically just confirmed like in the movie, they're going to make another one.
I need to read Messiah.
Dude, it's weird. You should read it. Let me know what you think.
I definitely will. I think it's on my list of what I want to read this year. And the Shogun book is like, I'm considering, but it's 1,326 pages.
Yeah, my apparently my dad really likes that book. And then my younger brother read it too. And he had like the reading challenge or whatever, you know, he's trying to read however many books for the year last year. And he's like, I feel like Shogun should count for like 5.
Yeah, I just finished my first book of the year and it took me up until like earlier this week to read it. And it was 300 pages. So I can't imagine what like Shogun would take me 8 months to read at that pace.
Yeah, I'm really trying to, because I looked at it in the past couple of years, I read like 5 and 3 books or something. And before that, I like always read at least 12.
During COVID, you, me, and Kelly were on a tear.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing else to do. So yeah, yeah, this year I'm probably like a third of the way through my third book. So I'm doing...
That's pretty good. That's pacing for one a month.
Yes, that's the goal. So
that's my goal too, which is part of why I don't want to read Shogun, which I guess like holding myself to a goal preventing me from reading a book isn't necessarily a good thing, you know?
My issue too is since I'm watching the show, it'll feel less like fresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I read Shogun like next year or something.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how much the first season does of the book.
It does like, the whole book.
Oh, it does, really?
It's like a mini series, just the whole book.
Oh, dude, I love when shows have like a specific set of material that they're going to cover instead of just like keep when it ends, like that's what I really liked about that show Chernobyl. It was just like 5 episodes and they were all freaking bangers and then it just ended. And I'm like, why don't more shows do that? Because sometimes just shows end up getting so bad over time and it just ruins the allure of the entire
show. I'd rather
a
show end and I'm like, God, I wish there was more rather than like The Office and being like, fuck, I wish it ended like 3
months. Yeah, yeah. I wish you didn't do this to us. Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, well, that's exciting. So it's... Yeah, I watched the first episode last night. I really liked it. I'll probably watch another one tonight.
Dude, it's the best. I think Shogun's my favorite thing I've watched this year, including Dune.
Really? Wow.
I fucking love that. Samurai shit. There are 3 episodes.
How many are there going to be total?
10.
Okay. Yeah, samurai shit's so cool, dude.
It's the best. It's like if Game of Thrones and a Kurosawa movie had a baby. That's how good this show is. It's... like when Game of Thrones was good and like an old samurai movie combined and it made this awesome show.
Yeah. I really like the first episode. Yeah, Alex and I will probably watch another tonight.
It gets better too.
Yeah, I can imagine it did. I mean, a lot of it was just kind of like setting up what's going on.
And the first episode's great too, but the third episode did some like, there was some awesome stuff in it. I was like, this is cool. Fucking crazy.
Maybe I'll be able to watch 2 tonight.
Hell yeah. Are you doing anything this weekend?
No, dude. I have like, this is probably the least I'm ever going to do in a weekend because Alex is working all weekend. Nick and Kelly are out of town. None of the people I play golf with usually can play golf.
Yeah.
And then my friend that I climb with is like busy too. So it's, I went and climbed yesterday and I'll probably climb again tomorrow, but like just kind of chilling.
Yeah, I think I'm just chilling today. I had a date yesterday, which is how I started racking up sweet, sweet credit card points.
How'd it go?
It's the only reason I went on the date. I was like, baby, I'm trying to get some points.
You're a total bore.
No, it was good. It went well. but I need that 4% on this.
Dude on food.
And then today I'm just chilling because tomorrow I'm going with some friends. We're going to a bottomless steak and frites restaurant.
Oh my God.
Then that sounds sick.
That sounds amazing. How much does it cost? Wait, what is frites? Like potatoes?
Fries.
Yeah.
If fries come with a steak, they're called frites. It's the rule of pretension.
<That's> so
you can't
stupid.
Have steak and fries. Are you fucking nuts?
That pisses me off. What about steak fries? Are those called steak frites?
What? They should change the name of a steak sandwich to make it sound fancier. Steak pawn?
Nah, dude.
The sandwich.
Usually I'm on your side, but I love a good steak sandwich.
I do too. I got a steak sandwich last weekend after I saw Dune. We went to a restaurant. They had steak sandwiches. And one of the people there was like, I watched a video that said if you order steak sandwiches, you're a schmuck, and here's why. And I was like, well, color me a schmuck, because I love steak sandwiches.
That pisses me off. What did they give any, like, do you remember their reasoning?
They said proportionally, like, you're paying more for the steak than you would if you just ordered a steak, and that the steak dries out because they let it sit out for when they put it on sandwiches.
Dude, that pisses me off. Alex, she makes steak and she'll like make a steak sandwich for me. And it's always so good. I'm like, this is just, there's something about it. Like it, eating a steak can be so like much sometimes. You know?
I concur.
It's one of my favorite foods, for like hands down. But sometimes just like the idea of just eating it in sandwich form, on like
it's
sourdough bread,
bro. What's going on? You know,
steak, give me some like sourdough. Put some steak on that bad boy. You kidding me,
dude? Yeah, I like steak a lot, but I think steak is one of the most overrated foods. I think steak and bacon are so overhyped.
I love steak, so I don't know if it's overhyped for me personally, but I definitely agree with bacon. I think like some, I don't know if it's a meme. I think it kind of is. I feel like the media blew up bacon to a point that it doesn't
deserve
like when
we were kids, remember, it was like that bacon is good for me, kid, and like all that stuff. There was like so much hype around bacon.
Wasn't there something too that went like bacon?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
People wouldn't shut the fuck up about bacon when we were teenagers. And, and bacon's good, but I'm like, come on. Like, chill. Yeah. Bacon's like not the best thing in the world.
Is there anything else you think that's overhyped?
I'm sure there is. Food-wise. I definitely put steak and bacon. And I do like both steak and bacon a lot. But I think a lot of the discourse around it is like that it's like the best thing you could possibly have. And I don't know if I agree.
Yeah. What's like... Do you have a certain, say your top few foods, your food group? So here, I actually have a few questions for you I'm going to ask. So on like any given night, like basically you don't have to be in a specific mood. Do you have like a certain food? Like if you're going to a restaurant, kind of sitting down with a few friends, like do you have a certain food that is kind of top notch for you?
So you're saying going to a restaurant or just like things that I feel like I could always eat, like generally?
Both of those together. Like if you're going to a restaurant with some friends and you're like, you have something that you suggest or someone else suggests that you're like basically always down for, what's it going to be for you?
Huh. That's a good question. As far as things I feel like I can always eat, like it doesn't matter if I've had it recently or whatever. I feel like I could always eat a cheeseburger and I can always eat chicken wings. I feel like those two things, like I don't have to be in the mood for. It's like if that, like if it just like comes up, I'm like, yeah, I could eat that, you know?
Okay.
And, I don't know. I guess like going to a restaurant, like I like going to like fancier kind of restaurants and stuff, but I don't always feel like I need to like go out to eat and like enjoy it. So I don't know. That's a tough question. Cause they're like, what's yours? I'm curious what yours is.
So for me, there's like a clear two, I think. Yeah. And that's Tex-Mex and Thai food.
I was like, thinking Thai.
I could always eat either of those.
Yeah, I don't quite know if Tex-Mex is definitely, because Tex-Mex, like especially when I have the opportunity to eat Tex-Mex, because I don't have it that much anymore, I'm like always down. But
right.
Growing up in Texas, it wasn't that way. Thai food's definitely up there. Chinese food, pretty much an Indian food, pretty much any like food is like up there for me. I probably Thai food or like Chinese food would probably be two that I could always go
for. All right, it's a follow up question.
Mm-hmm.
Special occasion, big date night, celebrating something. You're willing to drop some cash. What's the ideal food scenario for you?
Special occasion, that's fucking tough. I don't know, like going to like a cool pasta restaurant is like a fun special occasion type
really
of like, yeah, go like a cool like old school Italian restaurant in New York or something, like that one we went to a couple of years ago.
That was that place. It's kind of funny
because
I was actually
Angie's in the West Village is what it's called.
That place was amazing, and it's kind of funny,
it's incredible lasagna.
Because, yeah, and it was like swirl. It was like the Fibonacci sequence. But like lasagna.
That's what it's called on the menu.
Yeah. Fibonacci lasagna. This pattern occurs in all life.
Yeah.
But I was out, like, so there's this Italian, like this kind of upscale Italian place, like right by my apartment. And Alex and I went one time. And for either of us, I'm never like, I don't really ever want Italian food. Like I never want to go out and like have a nice Italian meal, but that might be related to like the quality of Italian, I think, around me. Whereas in New York, that's like one of the primary foods, I feel like.
Well, that's the thing with Italian is like, I don't create like sit around craving Italian. I love pasta and stuff, but I'm kind of the same way, but like to go.
Uh-oh. Beau froze. I'm going to pause it for a sec. So unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties there. We're going to end this one here. But yeah, we'll talk to you guys next time.